Now, time to find out about a new project which has been launched today by British Blind Sport. And joining me to explain all about it is Strategic Relationship Manager, Lindsay Hollins. Lindsay, thanks for taking the time to chat to us. So it's a new project which is all about getting blind and partially sighted people out running.
Yeah, absolutely. It's a new service that we're launching today online, and it's a database where any adult who is blind or partially sighted can look for a guide runner in their local area who can then help them get out and try running.
How important is a scheme like this, would you say, Lindsay?
I think it's incredibly important. There's a lot of statistics about how inactive blind and partially sighted people are, and this service just provides that additional support for anyone who might be brand new to running, or maybe runs a little bit and would like a little bit of extra support. Somebody who is trained and confident in running, this service provides anyone who is blind or partially sighted with an opportunity to find someone who can help them get out and enjoy all the great benefits that running has to offer.
Do you find through your organisation, Lindsay, that there is an awful lot of enthusiasm out there for blind or for partially sighted runners?
Yeah, absolutely. Running is such a fantastic activity. It's really accessible and really anyone can give it a go. So that's why we've created this online service to make it even easier for people who want to get involved. And there's so many avenues that you can go down. You could just go running once a week. You could join a running club, a running group. There's lots of different running events. It's such a fantastic community to be part of. And that's the reason we've created this service, really, to encourage more blind and partially sighted people to get involved in such a fantastic activity such as running.
So can you actually explain the role for us there, Lindsay? I mean, obviously you would need to be a fairly good runner yourself, I would imagine, but what else is involved in actually creating this role and following it through?
Okay, so our guide runners, they're runners of all sorts of levels, all ages, all shapes and sizes. The great thing is that they're all passionate about running and they want to help blind and partially sighted people and share their passion for running as well. So anyone who has sight loss can search on our website. They can search locally to them to find somebody who is experienced in running, who has been trained as a guide runner, who has a DBS check. They're licensed through England Athletics. So anyone who is blind and partially sighted is safe in the knowledge that they'll be running with somebody who has that knowledge and experience and has a love for running.
And no matter whether you're a beginner or maybe a more advanced athlete as well, whoever you actually get for the guide will be able to fill in and help you out with what you're actually wanting to achieve.
Yeah, absolutely. And the great thing about the online database is it shows you the type of runners that are available. So it identifies people's times and whether they're into maybe track running or distance running or road running or whatever it is. Maybe it's just a 5K in the park. Anyone who's blind or partially sighted will be able to identify that and match themselves accordingly to the type of running they want to do. So we are really trying to encourage anyone with any ability or maybe even no experience of running at all to use our database and find someone to help them get more involved with running.
And of course, we keep on hearing about the importance, as you were mentioning earlier, of active participation in sport. That's exactly the same for your target audience as well, I would imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. The great thing about this service is it really is for anyone. So running is such a fantastic way to just keep fit and get outdoors, meet new people and make new friends. And that's exactly what we're trying to achieve, just to try and get more people physically active and participating in some sort of sport and physical activity.
A final question for you, Lindsay. Just how difficult or indeed how easy is it to actually find volunteers to take part in this?
We've had some fantastic responses and we've actually got quite a lot of guide runners that are already trained. So we've got 112 people on our database. We've had 450 people going through England Athletics and ours guide running training workshop. And between ourselves and England Athletics, we're going to be putting on more and more and more guide running training throughout the next 12 months. So we do have a fantastic amount of people that want to be involved, that want to be matched up to people with sight loss to try and help them get more physically active.
So for anyone wanting more information, it is an online project, as you explained, Lindsay. How best can they get it?
Yeah, absolutely. So to find a guide runner, you can log on to the British Blind Sport website. It's live on our page today. So the website address to find a guide is www.britishblindsport.org.uk/find-a-guide.
Lindsay Hollins, the Strategic Relationship Manager for British Blind Sport. Thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
You're more than welcome. Thank you very much.